Concrete Rose, Chapter 9. This job is no joke. I've been working for Mr. Wyatt for a month now. The days I'm in the store are the easiest, because that garden is a lot. I haul bags of fertiliser and pour them out. I get on my hands and knees and yank weeds. I pull fruits and vegetables when they ripe. Saturdays I cut the Wyatt's grass along with Mars, and on Sundays I rest up to do it all over again. So yeah, no joke. The pay on the other hand, that's a joke. Man, that first cheque. Pissed me all the way off. After Social Security and some mess called FICA, I only had enough to help Ma with a light bill and buy diapers and formula. All that hard work for practically nothing. Ma says it's still a big help, and that's the only reason I ain't quit. Plus, I've got to admit, I like working in the garden. Flowers and plants are a trip, though. One day everything could be cool with them. You could water them, feed them, and do everything right. The next day, them shits look half dead. I mean, goddamn. They switch up on you worse than girls. It's cool when they grow like they should. They remind me a lot of my son, honestly. See, with plants and babies, it's all about survival. Nobody flat out say that when it comes to babies, but it's the truth. I got to make sure the plants get everything they need to grow, like I got to do with Seven. Far as I'm concerned, that's my son's name. I know I'm supposed to talk to Ash, but she basically MIA. At first she kept saying she needed a break, straight up, begged me to keep her a little while longer. Then like 2 weeks ago when I called, her mama said she had moved in with a friend. She got tired of my rules and decided she was grown enough to live on her own, Ms. Robinson said. Fine by me, I have enough to deal with. I don't got words for that lady right there. She didn't know who I she moved in with. My first thought was King, but nah, he said she wasn't with him. I asked Layla the next day at school, she said it was none of my business. Made me think Aisha told her to keep quiet. Ma want me to talk to Cousin Gary regarding legal stuff. Nah, man. One day Aisha's going to show him we'll figure this out. I hope. Because I don't know how much longer I can do this. Between work, school and Seven, I'm barely making it. Little man still don't sleep through the night, meaning I don't sleep through the night. Sometimes I drop him off with Mrs. Wyatt, sneak back home and sleep until it's time to go to work. Ain't no way my first report card going to be good with all the skipping and sleeping in class I do. Straight up, school the last thing on my mind lately. Tonight, a real good example of that. It's Friday. Instead of tackling my pile of homework, I'm dealing with this pile of laundry my son made. His clothes stay dirty from when he pee, poop or puke. My clothes stay dirty from when he pee, poop or puke. Boy, won't give me a break. I sort through his stuff on the couch. Ma took extra hours at the hotel this weekend, so it's only me and little man. He lying in this bouncy seat thing Dre brought. Bugs Bunny got Elmer Fudd looking like a damn fool. Seven real into it, cooing and kicking. You're going to bed soon, man, I tell him. You're not staying up all night. I don't talk to him like he a baby. Nah, I talk to him like I talk to anybody else. He understand it. That's why he's whimpering now. The phone ring on the coffee table. Stop talking back, I tell Seven as I pick it up. Hello? What up, fool? King says. Goody mob blast in the background. What are you getting into tonight? All I'm getting into is some laundry, homie. Ah, nah, Mav. I'm finna hit Magnolia with Junie and Rico. You ought to roll with us and get out of that house. On Friday nights, it's like an outdoor club, nightclub on Magnolia as folks cruise up and down the street showing off their rims, their paint jobs and their sound system. I used to hang with the homies in some car parking lot until gunshots sent everybody running. I miss it, except the gunshot part, of course. I don't get to chill with my friends no more. Dre, the only one who come over. The rest of them not trying to watch me take care of a baby. And I'm too busy to go out. Got me feeling less and less like a king lord. I guess this is my life now. I wish I could, King. More at work and I got to be here with Seven. God damn, I don't know why I keep asking. Can't you hire a babysitter? You got Mrs. Wyatt right next door. She keep him during the week, King. I can't afford to have her keep him no more than that. Maybe if you didn't let Dre punk you out of making money, you could, he says. I told you I... Do you, Mouth? He says. You want to waste away in that house? Fine. Holler at you later. He hang up. I set the phone down and put my face in my hands. He act like I don't hang out with him and the home is on purpose. I didn't choose none of this. Trust, I'd give anything to get out of this house. Seven watched me instead of the TV, almost as if he sensed something not right. Now I feel guilty as hell. Daddy, all right, man, I say and pick him up. I could use a break from laundry and he need tummy time. It's basically where I lay him on his stomach on a blanket. The more he lifts his head, the more strength he'll get in his neck. This parenting book said that's real important. I put Seven on the blanket and get on my hands and knees. Hey, man, I smile. Hey. Seven roll over onto his back, laughing. It don't take much to entertain him. Pops claims I was the same way. We haven't had a chance to take Seven to meet him yet. It's a 3-hour drive one way, and that's a lot with a baby. I may have popped some pictures, and he called a day or two later, talking about how much little man looked like me. I play with Seven on the floor for a while. Eventually, he whine and rub his eyes. That's that sleepiness kicking in. As soon as I pick him up, he start crying. He know I'm taking him to bed. Hey, stop that, I say. Sleep is a good thing. Trust, I wish I could go to sleep now. He did not hearing me. He cried into my shoulder. He cried the whole time I put him in his pyjamas. I stick his pacifier in his mouth. He stop. I put him in the crib and turn on his mobile. It's got planets and stars on it. Fussing for nothing. I kiss his forehead. Night, man. I love you. I can't be in here when he's trying to fall asleep. He'll watch me and stay awake. I take a shower and change for bed. When I peep back in, Seven looking at his mobile, all wide-eyed. This boy. I don't know why he fights in sleep. I go to the living room and plop down on the couch. The pile of laundry and my homework wait for me on the coffee table. Shit, man. Never thought I'd be spending my Fridays this way. Nights like this used to be the perfect time to invite Lisa over. We'd watch some movies. All right, we'd fall around while some movies played. And eventually head to my room to do the damn thing. I'd definitely miss that. I handle things myself, but it's hard, no pun intended. Considering how sex put me in this predicament, I'll probably need a break. Still, if me and Lisa were together, I can't think on that. I gotta get this laundry done. I put Seven in his last clean outfit, but damn if my bed ain't calling me. Come on, Mab, I mumble, push through. Just when I make myself pick up one of Seven's onesies, the doorbell ring. Shit, I hiss. Last thing I need is for somebody to disturb Seven. Who the hell coming over this time of night anyway? I peek out the front window. Dre's car out front. He not. I open the door. Dre? Nothing. There's a super soaker on the porch, one of the bigger ones that you got to put water into. Dre loves collecting them things. I go down the steps. Dre, where are you? Nothing. I pick up the super soaker. It's full of water. Why would he? Water blasts me in my face. Say hello to my little friend, Dre says, like he's Scarface. He got a big ass super soaker, the kind with the water tank you wear on your back. He sprayed the hell out of me, got my shorts and my tank top soaking wet. What the hell, dog? I yell. You play too much. Ain't nobody playing because this is war. He spray me again. He never should have left this super soaker for me. I spray him dead in his face. We soon got a full out water gun war in my front yard. My super soaker doesn't hold nearly as much as his. I end up grabbing the hose. Dre put his hands up. All right, surrender. You what? I spray his face again. He tried to block it with his hands. I surrender, stop. Drop your shit first. All right, he tosses water gun. I turn off the house. Hose. God damn, I say, looking at my clothes. I'm soaked from head to toe. I just got out of the shower. Now you're real clean, Dre says. Probably need to wash them dusty cornrows anyway. I wring water out of my shirt. Forget you. Dre bend down and pick up something glistening in the grass. His watch fell off at some point. Damn, got my shit scratched up. I look at it. There's a little scrape on the glass of the face. That's what you get, asshole. Why are you not over on Magnolia? Oh, I can go over there any Friday. I figured I'd chill with you and itty bitty cuz. Damn, man, I can't tonight. I got laundry and homework. Can't you do that this weekend? I got us a pizza from Sales and I got that new Lawless CD that dropped next week. Yoo, I say into my fist. How you get that? Lawless, this rapper from the east side. He roar as hell. Can hit you with some real shit and give you them club bangers. Word is he roll with God and disciples, as most dudes on the east do. A lot of king lords don't mess with him because of that. Hey, if you're the bomb, you're the bomb. Me and Dre will listen to you. I put a new sound system in his ride, Dre says. He paid me and gave me his new shit early. So you down or what? I do need a break. Separating light onesies from dark onesies or that new Lawless. History report or pizza? Laundry and history can wait. Pizza can't. Hell yeah, I'm down. We used some of Ma's good towels to dry off. She gone kill me, but that's all I could find that was clean. I check on Seven real quick. He finally knocks out. I take the baby monitor with me in case he wake up. Me and Dre hop in his beamer and let the windows down. Dre put the Lawless CD in. When that first track hit, I nod along. God damn, this tight. Yep, Dre says. Laura on the come up for real. Dre set the pizza box on the dashboard. I ate not long ago. Mrs. Wyatt sent me home with gumbo, but I can never turn down pizza. I pop the box open. It's got ham, cheese and pineapple. What the hell? Dre picked up a slice. It's called Hawaiian pizza. This shit, the bomb, I'm telling you. I picked pineapples off mine. Fruit don't belong on pizza, Dre. Can you eat anything normal? I swear you're always eating weird stuff. Ketchup on popcorn, potato chips on peanut butter sandwiches. Just nasty. Not my fault you got simple taste buds, he says. I got Keisha to eat it, and her picky ass love it. Keisha, not that picky. She marrying you, ain't she? He pushes the side of my head. Whoever get your behind ain't got no taste at all. Man, I doubt I'll get a girl any time soon. You see how I did Lisa? All these weeks later and that one still sing. I messed up, Dre. He squeezed my shoulder. You'll be all right. Learn from it and do better next time. Focus on 7 and on school for now. I don't got much choice. Lisa won't have shit to do with me. King Junior and Rico don't come around. When I ain't at school or work, I'm stuck at home. Shit is whack, Dre. Feel like I ain't me no more. That's what defines you, Dre asked. I didn't mean it like that. I just miss the way it used to. What are you all doing? Somebody shout. Me and Dre jump. Tony, what the hell? Dre yell. Bus stop Tony leaning through Dre's window with a toothless grin. I scare you all? You can't be sneaking up on folks, I say. If your heart racing is working, he says. Tony a crackhead. Ain't no getting around it. He sleep at a bus stop near Magnolia, so we call him Bus Stop Tony. Anybody sit there and he'll raise hell. Don't nobody want to sit there. No way. It smells like piss. What are you all doing? He stretches his neck, looking all in the car. That's some Hawaiian pizza. I love me some Hawaiian pizza. Pineapple makes it good. Dre got the same taste as a crackhead. You ate today? Dre asked. Nope. You hear my stomach growling, don't you? Dre laughs. Nah, I guessed. Here. He hand Tony the box. You can have the rest. Bless you, brother. You got some drink to wash this down. I know damn well. Hold up. He was nice enough to give you the pizza. How are you going to ask him for a drink, Tony? Close mouth don't get fed and thirst don't get quenched. Dre shake his head. Go on, Tony. Tony huff off down the street talking about stingy asses. That fool, I mumble. Suddenly, 7 cry on the baby monitor. Shit, he probably needs his diaper changed. Hope he don't poop on you this time, Dre says. You're not the only one. Aye, let me whoop that butt on Mortal Kombat a couple of times. Dre turned off his ignition. Fool, you wish. I'll be there in a minute. I need to call Keisha and tell her good night. Tell her good night? What? Dog, you whipped. He take out his Nokia and dial her number. Dre, one of the only people I know with a cell phone. Says the person who loves it over Lisa. He's still whipped. Dre waved me off and put the phone to his ear. Hey, baby. Hi, Keisha. You got him in check, don't you? I holler. Better you gotta get permission for everything. Dre flipped me off. I laugh all the way into the house. All the squirming 7 doing in his crib. Yep, he got a dirty diaper. Thank God I don't smell this one when I walk in the room. All right, I say and pick him up. It's okay, man. I got you. I'm a pro at diapers now. The key is to distract him while I'm changing him by rapping or singing. I can't sing worth a damn. 7 don't care. I lay him on the changing table and unbutton his onesie. Any requests for Daddy Radio? What if I take it old school? I hit him with that Call It Now by New Edition, using the baby powder as my microphone. My voice off key, my dance moves stupid, and if Dre sees this, I'll never hear the end of it. But 7 smiling kick, and that's all I care about. Can't lie, I get into the song. Once I'm at the rap, I'm buttoning 7's onesie back up. I lay him in his crib and lean on the railing. See? I told you Daddy got you. I always got you. Now go back to... Pow! Pow! I jump. I'm used to gunshots. They're as normal as birds chirping around here. Those sounded close. Dre. Tires screech outside. I push the front door open. Dre! He don't respond. I run as fast as I can, but it's like time, space and everything working against me. Whiffs of smoke rise into the air near Dre's door. Dre! I scream. His silence, the worst sound. I run around to the driver's side. Halfway there, I stop. My cousin is slumped against his steering wheel. There's a bloody hole in his head. I yank his door open. Dre! Dre, wake up! He not moving, not breathing. Blood drip from his mouth like drool. His phone near his feet like it fell from his hand. Keisha scream on the other end. I gotta do something. CPR, first aid, something. I unlock his seatbelt and try to pull him out, but he's too heavy. He dead weight. Nah, man, nah, nah, nah! I use all my strength to pull him out, but my legs give up on me. We end up on the ground. I sit up with Dre's head in my lap, his eyes wide open, but he sees nothing at all. Help! I scream till my throat hurt. Somebody help! It's quiet and still. Gunshots make people disappear. I pat Dre's face. Dre, wake up. Come on, man. Wake up. He don't move. He don't answer me. He'll never answer me again.